Hi, I'm Terry Griffith, and this is Bark Radio. This past weekend, Dee had the opportunity to attend a conference with Dr. Ian Dunbar, who many consider to be the father of modern-day dog training. Highly recommend if you get a chance to attend one of his sessions to do so. Most of our listeners, I'm sure, would enjoy it. During that time there, Dee had opportunity to interview Dr. Dunbar, and this is that interview. Enjoy, folks. See ya.
All right, Bark Radio listeners, this is Dee. I'm not at home. I'm in Northern Virginia. I'm attending a great 3-day seminar with the man, Ian Dunbar. He's agreed to talk to our Bark Radio listeners. Ian, welcome.
Well, welcome. Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Ian, there are a lot of things that we could talk about today. We're going to send folks to your website, obviously. Any of y'all who are dog lovers, dog owners, dog people of any sort, if you don't know Ian Dunbar, you should. He's like the dad of positive dog training. He started it all. And he's out, I understand from what you've told us the last couple of days, Ian, that you're spreading the word again. You're back in the United States.
Yep, I haven't given a seminar in the States, a multi-day seminar, for 6 years. And most of my staff's been abroad, a lot in Asia, in Japan, in New Zealand, Australia, a lot in Europe, Africa. And I think that the whole lure reward thing seems to be going downhill a bit. People have forgotten basics. So I thought I'd come back, get on the lecture circuit, and teach people how to, the quickest way to teach dogs off-leash reliability under verbal control.
So define for folks who don't know, what is lure reward training?
Well, in a lot of training, we know that when the dog does it, we reward him. And either he does the whole thing, he sits, and we say thank you. So now we have a dog that sits a lot. We call that all or none reward training because he's either sitting or he's not.
Right.
He's either barking or he's not. Then we have shaping, and we reward him as the behavior approximates these are the end product. So as it gets closer and closer, but it's a lengthy process. Lure reward training is very quick. Because we say sit, and we know the dog's going to sit because we lure him with a piece of food or a toy.
Butt
And
hits
then
the
when,
ground.
yep,
Woohoo!
and then when he sits, we reward him, hence lure and reward training. And because we're luring, it makes it just the quickest way to train dogs.
So you see this stuff instantly.
Oh, absolutely.
You work with a little baby puppy 10 weeks old, and bam, you're getting sits and
Yeah,
downs
I
and
take a little puppy and I first off, I say come here, then sit, then down, then sit up, then stand, then lie down from the stand, then stand up from the down, then down and roll over all at once.
And it's
And
fabulous.
it's fast, and the puppies love it. And the owners like it. It really makes training easy for the owner. That's what I like. It's uncomplicated. I don't use big words. I don't use theory. I
Bless
say,
you.
yeah, I just say the basic training sequence is 1, 2, 3, 4, request, lure, response, reward. And there's just 3 steps to it. Number one, phase out the lure within 6 trials. Number two, phase out the rewards and replace them with life rewards, meaning activities that dogs like fetch or tug or riding in the car or tummy rubs or getting on the couch. And then number three, and this is the big thing, now we enforce compliance, but we don't use any physical force at all. In fact, we don't use any painful or scary punishments. We just now insist you have to do it. And if you make me repeat the request, you're going to repeat the exercise until you do it following a single request. And so dogs learn this very quickly. And now you have a dog that you ask him to sit, and he says, oh, yeah, sure. Because he
Be
knows
happy
that,
to.
yeah, life
Woohoo!
will continue once I sit.
And I love the life rewards part. I think we as dog trainers sometimes just forget, you don't have to use the food. And you've reminded me of that already in a day and a half. It's the life rewards. My dog would rather go for a ride in the car than eat. And he's a lab, so he really loves to eat, So that kind of stuff, replacing the food, is just fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what life is for the dog. But I think using food as a training lure and a training reward is really important for people
Oh,
that the
yeah.
average dog owner is not an experienced trainer. They don't have our skills. And just putting a piece of food in their hand now, it enables them to create magic with their dog,
And you see it
which,
in them, their
oh, yeah.
body language is like, I just got my dog to do all those things.
Absolutely, it makes them
Woohoo!
feel good.
Yeah.
And that's what we're also training the owners at the same time as the dogs. We're trying to make them feel good and to motivate them.
That's That's the goal, is to make them love what they're doing, continue on, have great dogs for life, you know? Isn't that fabulous
when
that
happens? It's absolutely. It's the same, like, with dogs, we teach them what to do, but so much of training is teaching the dog to want to do what we want them to do.
It's that sparkle you were talking about.
Yes, and that's what we're doing with people, that we instruct them and tell them what to do, but we want them to enjoy it. We want them to thoroughly enjoy this with their dog, so that dancing becomes, I call it the tango of training.
That would love it.
Once, when training the dog is on par with tangoing with your spouse, then now we're there.
And I've not said that, but I've said, you know, when I'm working with my Murphy, it's like dancing with my dog. Yeah. It's just joyous. He's smiling, I'm smiling, everybody's relaxed. That's one of the things, getting those humans that we work with to relax. I sometimes walk up to a client and I go, okay, breathe, deep breath, now relax your shoulders, now let's do it again. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, I mean, relaxation exercises, doing it to music and rhythm really helps. And it's why tomorrow's lecture will be on games.
I can't wait.
And yeah, it's games. And what you find is then training becomes effortless. When we play games, the dog just learns so quickly and he reaches a higher level of reliability. And if you think about it in games, you know, there's only one fastest man in the world, you see? And so we quantify the dog's responses, and now people think, I want to do that. I want to do better. They know their personal best, and they know how to achieve to do better.
I love the stopwatch thing. I am using that more and more, and I just so encourage my clients. When I walk away from the in-home training session, okay, this week, time your stays, or time your this, or time your that. It means something when you can measure it. You know, you start with a baseline. It's fun.
Well, that's back to motivating the owners again. Yeah. When they know their personal best, then they know when they've beaten it, and then they celebrate, and then the dog says, oh, why is my owner so happy? Oh, I just beat my record of 14-second sit-stay for a Jack Russell.
Yeah,
and
really? Then,
and so now...
I'm a bad Jack Russell.
25-second sit-stay, that's not too shabby,
that's
you know?
That's fabulous stuff, man. All right, Ian. Now that the folks kind of know, just our standard average listener knows kind of what we're talking about training-wise, I want you to tell the folks about Dogstar Daily.
Dogstar Daily? Well, aside from lecturing, I would say this is my most exciting project at the moment that makes me happy. That, you know, for so long, dog training has been restricted by book publishers and TV producers, and we only see one trainer or two trainers. So we started a website, Dogstar Daily. This is my wife, my son, myself, with lots of free information, all the information a new puppy owner would want to know. They can download free books. We've got 400 videos for them to watch.
Wow.
Hours and hours of doggy radio with myself and my wife, Kelly, talking. But the most exciting thing we've got now, in addition to the radio program, we got TV. We got dog TV, And the latest program is called America's Dog Trainer. And every week, instead of being the same old presenter saying the same old stuff, you know, which is great for a couple of years, but by year 3, 4, and 5, it gets a bit repetitious. So every week we have a different dog trainer. And I just think this is wild.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, to me, there's so many ways to train dogs. In fact, every trainee you meet has a different way of doing it. It's not like, say, veterinary science. There's only so many ways to spay a cat or castrate a dog. That in dog training, there's as many ways to train a dog as there are trainers.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it'd be really neat if the general public sees all of these alternative ways to do it.
And it's a great instruction piece for trainers.
Oh, absolutely.
I can see what other people are doing and pull from that.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
And the sheer, at the moment, you know, we've only got about, 7 or 8 episodes have shown. But the sheer level of creativity and the level of fun is just astronomical. I mean, I've been blown away. And the other thing that surprised me, many of these trainers have submitted their episodes fully edited. That now dog trainers are pretty media savvy. Well, don't say, you're recording your own radio show right here in D.C. Well, they are filming their own TV shows and editing it. And, you know, we edit in-house, but more than half the episodes we don't edit at all.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, we just add in the intro and the outro and put it up. I know, and that is the secret, and I think this will be the salvation of many things, of training, education for people. It's going to come online, and there's going to be lots of multimedia education there. Kind of like what we've done for, when setting up Dogstar Daily, we wanted to create like the first website that was topic-based, mm-hmm. and as happens to be dog training, it could be teaching maths or motorcycle maintenance, but the site is multimedia. It has everything. It has a textbook, it has photographs, it has audio, it has video.
Huge.
And it's a huge site.
I love that. So, and I love just this thing about you're bringing in lots of other professionals. It's not just Ian Dunbar.
Oh, no.
You know,
no.
And you said that you're going, it's right now it's trainers from the United States, but you're going worldwide.
We've got World's Dog Trainer. Woo-hoo! We'll start next month. So, yeah, every month it's a different trainer from a different country.
Oh, man.
And that's going to be funny because of the accents.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I've watched a couple of episodes and watched one from Chile with two Chilean trainers, and their accents are so gorgeous. And let alone doing the dog training.
I want to see the Italian ones. I love Italian.
Oh, I'm waiting for the French one. The French one is just coming. And now we train a dog, because they all have to be in English, you understand, in the moment. But eventually what we're going to do, hopefully at the end of the year, is translate the website into foreign languages.
Like the entire website?
Not the entire website, but the bare bones of it, the training textbook.
That's fabulous.
And then these TV programs, and which will be easy for the foreigners because they will just then put their own language over it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we want to take what we're doing in the English language, and because, you know, almost half of the people that come to Dogstar Daily are from different countries.
Isn't that great
abroad.
To be able to yeah. watch those demographics and see that you're touching so many?
That's the web model, you see. Mm-hmm. It's like web TV. One, you can do what you like. It's much cheaper. And it's worldwide, it's anytime, anywhere, and all the shows are archived. The model is just much better than cable
TV.
Our
little Bark Radio, we've got listeners from all over the world. We absolutely love
really?
It. You know, and we're meeting, we don't meet them in person, but we meet the most extraordinary folks involved in the dog world. Do you know Maria Danes from Great Britain?
No,
I'll tell you all about her. She is a singer. She's a rocker over in Great Britain, but she's also an advocate for animals. And we've interviewed her across the pond. We didn't go there. She didn't come here. Isn't this stuff
it. It's
great?
Brilliant. No,
oh, my
it's
gosh.
Brilliant.
All right, Ian, anything else you want to share with our listeners? And before we sign off, we want you to give them that web address.
I think, yes, share the word. I mean, if you're enjoying this interview, then blog about it, Twitter about it, or tweet about it. Tell everyone about it.
Facebook it.
Facebook it,
and
absolutely.
You're on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll be Facebooking this as you know, as soon as I get back
and
to my computer.
And is it Ian Dunbar or is it Dogstar?
The website is www.dogstardaily.com.
And Facebook, are you on as Ian?
I'm on as Ian Dunbar, yeah.
Right,
it's the real me on Facebook.
We'll all see you on Facebook, Ian.
Thank you. Look forward
Thank
to it.
Thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Woof.
Thanks, Dee. Bye.
All right.